Happy Friday, Ben.
Thank God it's Friday. Bonjour, Steve. Good morning, good people, coaches and players of Cameroon and Cabo Verde with grand pre-match press conferences in Yaoundé today ahead of their FIFA World Cup qualifier tomorrow at 2 p.m. at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium. Both sides will also train today 24 hours to that crucial clash. While the Blue Sharks, we have a recognition session at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium. The Indomitable Lions will go in camera at the Military Stadium to map out their final strategy that can solve the Cabo Verdean equation tomorrow in Yaoundé. Players of the Indomitable Lions, for their part, have promised victory to fans when they face Cabo Verde in the Day 3 2026 FIFA World Cup qualifier. Strikers of the team, Eric Maxim Choupo-Moting and Brian Mbomo, also say the feeling of playing on home soil is always great.
We have a good feeling and we have a good ambience, atmosphere in the team. That's the most important. We concentrate on ourselves. That's the most important. We are here to play football. We are doing well. Two very difficult and important games ahead of us, but we are confident and we play at home. That's the most important and we are happy to play at home.
I started 2010 and it was always special and it is still very special to play here at home in Stade Omnisports and Yaoundé. You can feel that the public, they just love football and they stand behind us. We will give everything on the pitch to win for us, for our families, and especially also for the fans and for the people of Cameroon. There's nothing better to play at home, to be honest.
The atmosphere is very good. We have a good group here, ready to work, good people. And yeah, we're going to try to play well for the two next game. I think the two games we're going to play are going to be tough because obviously both of them went to a good stage in the last AFCON, so we're going to face two good challenges.
So note that the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon are second in Group G of the FIFA World Cup qualifiers with 4 points. Third, Cabo Verde with the same number of points, 4. Libya are first with 7 points. And so the stakes of the match tomorrow with Winston Lebga.
To avoid the possibility of dropping points and falling off prior to the fixture in Luanda against Angola, Cameroon have to beat the tough Cabo Verde side in Yaoundé on Saturday, June 8. The build-up to the Amadou Ahidjo showdown is soused in a lot of controversy tied to the leadership battle of the Indomitable Lions. But this is not an atmosphere that writes off Cameroon, known for their ability to tear the form book to shreds, known to be able to confound the skeptics on several occasions, as well as to silence the critics. Cabo Verde have never qualified for a World Cup tournament and have never won the AFCON. Their opponents on Saturday, Cameroon, have won 5 AFCON tournaments, played in 8 World Cup competitions, reaching the quarterfinals in 1990. Saturday is the date for another football encounter, and Cameroon have not lost in Yaoundé in more than 34 years. The Lions understand the stakes, and the Blue Sharks are aware that they will be hunting in difficult waters.
Good luck to the Lions. And for the other Group G matches, Libya beat Mauritius 2-1 yesterday, while Angola will host Eswatini today in Luanda at 5 p.m. In the related development, the Minister of Sports and Physical Education has called on all officials involved in the preparations for the two FIFA World Cup qualifiers to pit the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon against the Blue Sharks of Cabo Verde in Yaoundé on Saturday and later on the 11th of June in Luanda against the Palancas Negras of Angola to put the nation above personal interests. Minister Narcisse Moyle-Kombi was speaking yesterday in Yaoundé during the second preparatory meeting ahead of the two encounters. Away from football, cyclists taking part in this year's International Cycling Tour of Cameroon will today compete on the 7th lap of the race from Douala to Puma over a distance of 101 kilometers. Ivorian cyclist Cisse Isiaka won the 6th lap of the International Cycling Tour of Cameroon yesterday. The Ivorian wonder boy covered the 169-kilometer lap from Douala, passing through Limbe and back to Douala in 4 hours, 14 minutes and 7 seconds. Clovis Kamzong Abosol of Cameroon is still keeping the yellow jersey. He's first on the general classification and is closely followed by Algerian rider Aissi Ayoub. And that puts a cap on this edition of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News on the CRTV, presented by Ben Collins Nyeberuo. Stay tuned.